Tefillah for Life, Shir 233, Sunday, Parshas Nasai, Erev Shavuos. We are discussing the part of Tefillah called Karbonis, and we explain that the objective of a Karbon is to be machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how a person gets a kapara when he brings a Karbon, because he is making himself subservient to Hashem. And therefore, when a person says the psukim of Karbonis, like Ulamir Tosham explained, he is also zeicha to a kapara. But the truth is, the Yom Tov of Shavuos has a direct connection to this discussion, because Chazal point out an amazing thing on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. By every Yom Tov, we bring a sayer, we bring a goat to be a kapara. And the pasuk says, "Usir izim echad lechatas." The goat that they brought in the Beis Hamikdash is for a karban chatas to give Klal Yisrael a kapara. The only Yom Tov that it doesn't say "Usir izim echad lechatas" is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It just says you should bring a seir izim. It doesn't mention the word lechatas. It doesn't say that this seir is a chatas. And Chazal say a fascinating thing. Chazal say on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because Klal Yisrael are accepting the Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam considers it as if we never did an Avera. Ki'ilu lechatosem yamechem. Because Klal Yisrael accept on themselves the oil, the yoke of Torah, they do not need this Sayer to be a chatas. We bring the Sayer, but the Torah doesn't mention the word chatas, because on Shavuos we don't need the chatas. When we connect to the Yom Tov properly and accept Kabbalah Satayrah, accept the Torah with a yoke, with an oil, with a shibud, so to speak, the Ribbono Shel Olam is meichel all of our averes. And the reason is because the greatest subservience that a person can have to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a strong connection to Torah. Whether it's learning Torah, whether it's supporting others that learn Torah with monetary support, emotional support, physical support, any time a person takes a connection to Torah seriously, he has an oil Torah. With any which way that he does it, he is zoiche to kaparas avinus, because he is making himself subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate point of any carbon that a person brings. And that's why on Shavuos we don't mention lachatas, because when we connect to the Yom Tov properly and we accept the oil of Torah, we don't need a chatas. We get a kapara from simply accepting the yoke of Torah. This is a very important message to take with us on this Yom Tov. Every carbon is unique. Every karbon brings subservience to Hashem and subsequently a kapara. But the greatest kapara is oil Torah. Accepting on yourself to respect, to help others that learn, and of course, if you can, to learn yourself. Every move that you make that brings you closer to Torah brings you a kapara. Like Chazal say, Mala ani aleichem ki'ilu lechatosem yamechem. If you connect to Torah, I consider it as if you never did an Avera. A guten Yom Tov.